Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Sheep Get Sheared podcast. I'm your host, Austin Creed. Gentlemen, this is going to be a show mainly for us. If there are any ladies who listen to the show, I guarantee you there's not a lot. But if you are, you're welcome to stick around. But number one, you're probably going to get offended. Not because it's my intention to offend you, but because it's going to be a little bit of an occupational hazard because we're going to be talking about shit tests. You might ask me, Austin, what the hell is a shit test? What are you talking about? Well, a shit test is a term often thrown around that means men. A shit test is a test. I can't use the same word, can I? It's a challenge that men face that is mainly focused around challenging their authority. It's about challenging them as a man to see if they can live up to this expectation or the persona that they project. It's testing your masculinity. And we're going to talk about the ultimate shit test. You might already know what it might be. You might have your guesses. You might even know. But we're going to discuss it today because I think it's incredibly important, especially for younger men and for men who have been through a divorce or men who are going through a divorce. Or their marriage is reaching its end phase, or they're trying to reinvent themselves. A lot of people can benefit from what we're about to talk about today. Because the ultimate shit test is feminism. Now you might say, Austin, that's an easy cop-out. And I'm going to say, hold on a second. Before you get your pitchforks and your lighters and you come at me, give me a second. The reason I say that is because women naturally have the desire to challenge male authority. If you don't believe me, you can even go back to the Torah, which is the source of all three major Abrahamic religions. And in the Torah, in Genesis, it discusses how the curse that God gave to man and woman after they ate from the tree of knowledge of good and evil was to, for the woman, stating the following, for her to it says, your desire will be for your husband, but he will rule over you. Now, when you read a sentence like that, you need to understand that that's an English translation. And what it really means is, your desire will be for your husband's position, but he will rule over you. In other words, you will always want to be in charge. You will always want to question him. You will always want to test him. But he shall be the final authority. Period, and end of story. But we go fast forward thousands, if not millions, of years later, and now we have a current society where we have feminism, we have the gynocentric society, we have the current laws on the books that promote the illusion of equality, but when the idea of conscription comes up, or selective service, all of a sudden, but I'm a woman, I don't do that. See, that's what we talk about. Or the economy's bad. And you gotta work, bish. Oh, what? No, I don't want to work. What? But I'm in my soft girl era. Sprinkle, sprinkle. I'm a sensitive woman. I'm a traditional woman. Oh, really? Is that right? It's pronounced cherry picking. But I'm getting ahead of myself. The reason we call this a ultimate shit test is because, gentlemen, we don't live in a society where older men teach young men about the realities of being a man and the different stages and different phases you will go through. And conversely, the women don't have an older woman who will explain to them, hey, this is what I tried. This is what I did. This is how it panned out. We have it now, but it's on social media. And a lot of times, it's not seen. You know, when you're a kid and the adults tell you stuff, you're like, eh, whatever, you old-ass person. I don't want to listen to you. I'm not going to make the same mistakes as you. You're old. You're not cool. Whatever. They like to say, oh, whatever, grandma, or whatever, grandpa, or whatever, old man, old woman. I don't want to listen to you. And in doing so, they leave themselves vulnerable to these types of pitfalls. And so when we talk about this, the idea of the ultimate shit test in feminism, a lot of the older gentlemen listening to this show, I can guarantee you, will tell you, they've encountered this in their marriage. Because I don't care. I can make a prediction for you right now, and I can guarantee you other men who listen to the show can validate what I'm about to tell you if they want to be bold enough and come forward. Your marriage will start off one way. First 5 years, you will be fantastic. Your marriage will largely be great. But then the bait and switch will come in. But then the switcheroo will be thrown in. And then all of a sudden, you as a man, you start losing any semblance of leverage you maintained after you signed those court documents saying you merged your two corporations. That's why it's called a marriage. It is a merger of two corporate entities, two social security numbers coming together and forming one conglomerate. That is what a marriage is. Oh, I know that's not romantic. Oh, I know that's not like, oh, that's so pretty. No, I understand it's not. But that's the reality. And as it changes, as it morphs, you will change as a person as well. I've changed as a person the last couple of years. So I can only imagine how much you'll change as a person in the 20 years. My friends, throughout your relationship, whether it's a short-term or long-term relationship, you will be tested as a man by the woman or women that you are with. They will test you, whether it's, oh, go get me a soda from the corner store, or, hey, can you go make me a sandwich, or, hey, can you go peel me an orange? Yeah, I don't remember that stupid test. These are all things that will happen. And women are naturally taught to leverage that punani against you. And so even when they get married, they will still do that. Oh, hey, go do those dishes. Oh, hey, go mow the lawn. Oh, hey, go pick up the kids. My friends, tell me I'm lying. Please, if I'm lying at any point in time, please tell me where and when I was lying. I would love to hear it. Because if I am wrong, which I highly doubt I am, because I've seen this play out, not in my own marriage, I'm not married, in other people's marriages. Let me tell you something, a little sidetrack issue. If you as a man can learn from the mistakes of others, you will be so far ahead, light years ahead of other men who are so hard-headed, so ignorant, and they're so egocentric, they can't see outside themselves and see the wisdom they're leaving on the table. The opportunity for growth at other people's expense that they are giving up. And that's what I hope you get from this show. Whether it's you realize you're not alone and because so many people gaslight you and thinking you're crazy for agreeing with the stuff that we talk about on the show, or whether you're a younger guy than myself and you're just trying to navigate the choppy waters and the stormy environment that we live in, and you see me as a voice of reason that validates the suspicions that you have or the realities that you see but you don't want to accept. All these things can lead you into passing these shit tests in a way that will not leave you losing leverage. Because make no mistake about it, as I told my philosophy teacher one time, and he got mad at me, he's not an emotional man from what I remember of him in my last semester. But when I told him that all relationships are a power dynamic, he looked at me for a solid 3 seconds. And he said, Austin, that is probably the saddest thing I've ever heard anybody say. And that is not true. And if you have that perspective, you're going to be sad and alone and die alone. And I was like, I didn't say this because I didn't want to be disrespectful, but in my head, I was thinking to myself, you just reacted emotionally and therefore told me subconsciously that it struck a chord in you and you don't like it. And so, my friends, let's get back to this shit test of feminism. When we look at the fact that the economy is bad thanks to Uncle Joe in the White House and the crooks in Congress, in my opinion, we look at that and we say, okay, the economy's bad. Feminism's not really working because of COVID. COVID killed feminism. Just in case you didn't know that, it did. Now we have girls selling themselves on OnlyFans. We have girls finding sugar daddies. We got all this stuff going on, which I don't care about very much, by the way. I don't care about it. I know there are more traditional men than myself who are like, oh, this is terrible and horrible and you should be housewives and whatnot, my friends. It's not going to happen. Once you realize how much feminism has been downloaded like a software update into the minds of modern women, even the ones who are somewhat older, they still have this to an extent, maybe not as hook, line, and sinker as the younger women do. But in case you think I'm lying, I would encourage you to go, and next time you go on a date with a woman, or you talk on Tinder with a woman, or some friend sets up a blind date for you, or whatever, I would encourage you to ask them about Andrew Tate. I would encourage you to ask them questions about Trump. Or I'm just using these little like buzzwords that will instantly trigger like a reaction in people to see where they stand on stuff, because it's very telling. Let me tell you, I don't go on dates very often because shit tests are so annoying to me. I mostly just avoid the whole thing altogether. I'm boycotting the whole system at the moment because I'm focusing on trying to level myself up, trying to get in the next chapter of my life. But let me tell you, if you are trying to avoid the bullcrap, that's a great way to figure out who people are. It was underneath the mask they're showing you. It's a kind of a way to reverse the Uno, reverse the shit test. If you don't give them the chance to test you because you test them first. And if they disqualify themselves, you let them go. You don't sit there and say, oh, I have a scarcity mindset. Oh, what other woman's going to want to go out with me? No, you don't do that. What you do instead is you say, no, you don't qualify for me. No, you're not attractive enough. No, you're too much of a feminist. No, I'm not interested in being your step dummy. I'm not interested in raising Pookie's kid. Whatever it is. Do not let these people lie to you, because it's very easy to get people lie to get what they want. Not just women, men too. Everybody lies to get what they want to some extent, whether it's a lot or a little. And so in an active way to avoid these shit tests and to win, you want to win these shit tests, but it's not going to be winning in the way you think. Doing what the person wants you to do is not passing. It is failing, but you'll think you won in the short term, but you will lose in the long term. My friends, once you master hearing what people are inferring and not just what they directly say, will help you pass shit tests, whether they're small ones or ultimate ones, like the whole idea of gender roles and blah, 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 blah. Because once people are tested, that's where you'll see where they actually stand on issues. And they'll revert back to old behavior that's very primal. My friends, let me know what shit tests you've experienced that you maybe failed, and then you realize you failed, and then you're like, shoot, I can't go back and undo that. And then you learned the hard way. I've learned the hard way on multiple occasions. One of which was when I was trying to get in a relationship with this one girl a couple years ago. I had other side 304s that she asked me to cut off all my hoes, and I did. Now, I would never do that today. Never. But back in the day, I was trying to be a good man, trying to be nice, trying to be respectful, and so I did it. Lo and behold, relationship didn't work out. Oh my, shocking, right? And then I tried to reach back to my old hoes, but they all had boyfriends, or they had sugar daddies, or friends with benefits, or whatever, and I couldn't do it. And I learned that lesson of, no, I'm not going to sit there and eliminate the competition anxiety that naturally gets women to act better, by the way. When there's competition, the market is better for the economy. In the same way that when a woman has a monopoly on your attention, your time, your money, your sanity, your resources, they can set the price wherever they want on the punani. They can set the price on their attention, their validation, and whatever. But if there's competition, they can't do that. Oh, I know they're going to tell you it's toxic and bad and hurtful and whatever. I prefer the term effective. Because make no mistake about it, women do it to you all the time. They're a little more covert about it. They're not super overt about it. A lot of men are very overt when they brag about what they get and from whom and when. Versus women are they're like cats. You never know where they're at. They're here 1 minute and they're gone the next. You don't know where they went. Versus dogs like to bark and howl and whatever, and so it's very easy to know where they are. My friends, I hope you learned something from this, and I will continue to expand upon this as time goes on. But I'm really curious to hear what you have to say, because to me, this is a very pivotal issue for younger men and men who are transferring out of the married life or out of the long-term relationship life, and they don't realize what it's like out here. Or they're trying to use their old simpy ways and it's failing. Or they're trying to be a gentleman and all they're kind of getting is screwed over. My friends, we got to learn these lessons, either by bonking our heads or by enlightening ourselves to knowledge that other men have learned before us. And let me know what you think. Let me know what you've learned from your own experiences. And in the meantime, you take care of yourselves. I look forward to hearing from you. Use your head. Think for yourself. Do not just sit out here and accept anything I say blindly or anybody else, because that robs you of growth. Take care. I'm out. Peace.